dawn at Piraeus Port in Athens, and the overnight ferry from Lesbos Island pulls quietly into its berth. Many of the passengers are taking their first sight of mainland Europe. Invariably, the migrants' ambitions are to reach Western Europe, but they may be too late.
The borders to the north may still be closed, but every day hundreds of migrants continue to arrive in Athens port on ferries from the islands.
Mohammed was a lawyer in Syria, but fled his home last month along with his sister and mother. The trip has cost him $6,000. His home is now a tent on the dockside.
I'm very sad. Yes, now I'm very sad. The situation is very complicated. And I don't know what I will do. Still, Macedonia closed the border.
The deal struck Friday between the European Union and Turkey does not stipulate what should happen to the more than 46,000 refugees currently stuck in Greece. The new arrivals are not permitted to stay at the port, but are put on buses and taken to refugee camps around Athens. Afghan national Faridun says he fled his home after receiving death threats from the Taliban because he worked with U.S. armed forces in the country.
I know the condition here, but if it wasn't about, like if my life wasn't in danger, I wouldn't leave my country in the first place.
The number of children and babies living here is striking. An American team from charity Carry the Future hands out donated baby carriers to refugee parents.
The children are incredible. They have this intense energy and just innocence. There's so many of them, but they're happy. They're just like children back home.
Few of the refugees want to stay in Greece, and Athens can barely afford to care for them. Volunteers are filling that gap for now, but a future home for these stranded, desperate people will have to be found soon. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Piraeus in Greece.